welcome back to the Nutramedic Report, and we have Tim, my cohort. I can hear kind of a rushing sound, almost like a fan going. Oh, there it's gone. Tim, we did a review yesterday after the show, an autopsy, and you did actually wear up on Sunday and did this kind of update on your blog about the second debate, which obviously, unless you're a moron, and by the way, there are morons out there, like the CNN poll that said that Hillary won.
Are you talking about Hillary again?
Yeah, the Hildebeest, I call her. And by the way, my name Hildebeest has caught on. People around the blogosphere are using it now, which is good.
Hildebeest.
Hitlery Rotten Clinton, you know? So now, here's the latest, and I want to pull up some of the stuff from Clinton's son is going to speak, but they show her as a witch, which is, by the way, correct. And I remember this as a fact, that even during back in Arkansas, she would fly to California to her coven. Literally, we're not just saying this is a theory, this is a maybe, this is in the open news. She'd fly back to her coven in California every month for special ceremonies.
Yeah, the police officer that was in charge, the state trooper that was in Arkansas that was in charge of her security, is dying, and he's come out and made a statement on this, and I've watched it. You know, he's sitting there with, he's got a nasal tube for oxygen.
Yeah, well, when you're dying, you tend to tell the truth because you're going to meet Jesus shortly.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if you're not Christian, you're going to meet the devil. He's when he pushes the annihilation button.
This lady is, and when you read the reports of the Secret Service agents and the Arkansas State Troopers that were around her, she's really very unstable mentally. She
rages and a foul mouth. I mean, she uses the F word, the F bomb, every third or fourth word. I mean, it's really quite amazing.
I saw some of the
quotes of her interacting with all kinds of state troopers and Marine One and whatever. It's like you'd think if you went to the toughest part of the toughest city in the United States with real what are called trash people, this woman has got a trash mouth like you wouldn't believe. But let's back up a little bit. Firstly, who is Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton is a little girl who was literally inducted into becoming a demonically possessed human flesh, I call clay and iron, by cursing from her family, who are witches and warlocks, literally, for many centuries, the Rodhams back in England.
We call them witches and warlocks. They were devil worshippers.
Right. Now, but these devil worshippers, what they do is they ask for indwelling by transdimensional demonic entities so they gain power. Now, the most powerful thing you can do is not mass murder or even abortion. The most powerful thing you can do is to curse your own genetic seed. So her parents, grandparents, and ancestors literally have cursed her bloodline. So this woman is the highest level witch. Literally, we're talking about, you know, like cackling wicked witch of the West in the Western world in modern history. We have to understand she is a criminal and she's a psychopath. And in fact, one of the things that came out with the WikiLeaks light last night was that she doesn't like people of any kind. She doesn't even like the Democrats. She thinks that plebes or people are just aggravating. Okay, that's pretty disturbing. This is actually a letter that came to Podesta. So we're dealing with someone who really abhors human beings, lusts for power, has got horrific financial plans for America, which, of course, Donald Trump showed very clearly is really bad judgment. He knows how to run a business, and America is the biggest business on earth. And she'll drive it into the ground. She's going to raise taxes. She's going to put more regulations. She wants to start carbon credits. She wants open borders to bring in lots of unvetted terrorists into the United States. And by the way,
let me finish.
I'm not finished though.
Okay.
You don't want to say you don't have to say we're going to block all Muslims because we want a reformation among Muslims, just like the reformation of the Middle Ages of the Catholic Church was killing people in Albigensia and so on. So one of the best statements that Trump made when this woman was in this forum was, and she was Muslim, was we want you and your Muslim friends that want to have a safe America, number one, to whistleblow on people that are doing bad things that are Muslims. So in your mosque, if you hear an imam say something, or if you knew somebody's creating pipe bombs, for example, in San Bernardino, all these other Muslims knew damn well that these people were making all kinds of bombs and getting ammo and everything. And if they had whistleblown, all those people wouldn't have died or been mutilated. Okay, so the fact is that the Muslims that are here that say they want a safe America and they want Americans to accept them, and they're, quote, moderate Muslims, they need to open their damn mouth. Okay? And that's what Trump's first statement was. Hey, I have no problem with you if you're a nice person and you want to live here and whatever your religion. don't kill cats in your backyard as part of your demonic ceremony, so they're dying and you're torturing animals. And don't go and look the other way when somebody that's Muslim is planning on blowing up a pipe bomb in the middle of a library. Okay, so Trump had the proper point, which means I have nothing against you. He's been doing business with Muslims forever. You know, the fact is you can't accept extreme Islam. And if you want a reformation, America's a perfect place to start. A no Sharia zone. You come in here, you have to swear an oath that the Constitution is prescient, and you'll never push Sharia. And if you want to need to monitor phone, fax, and email on these people, everybody who's Muslim, and if it shows that they're actually starting to either donate to terrorist organizations or their Twitter accounts are suggesting they're tweeting out things that are pro-Sharia law and pro-Islam, we need to give them an exit plan to say, we're sending you back to your home country. That's real simple. If you want to be in America, I don't care what you are. You want to be a football star and you're Muslim? No problem. I don't give a damn about your skin color. Don't take your Islam and start shoving your Sharia law down my throat. Okay? That's simple. That's what Trump did. And he's not discriminating. He's saying, we need to vet these people. Super vetting, he called it. So when people try to accuse him that he's a racist and so on, I want to slap him hard. Hard enough it leaves a mark. I'm sick and tired of these so-called Democratic, shrill, out-of-their-mind friggin' maniacs. And now I realize that all the media, including even Facebook, is behind Hillary, the Hilda Beast. I mean, it came out that one of the senior people at Facebook, I mean, and then we see the State Department, we see all the media chains in the world. I mean, it just gets over and over and over again. Even Donna Brazile from the DNC is sharing data about Bernie Sanders to try to destroy his candidacy. And in fact, if it came out clear that she was wanting open borders and a globalist system, Bernie would have been our candidate. We would have a fight between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, who basically on many issues are asking the same questions, have different solutions, but they're asking the same questions, which is why the electorate is furious with the so-called establishment. Bernie, unfortunately, now is trying to side with Hillary, and a lot of his people are really ticked at Bernie.
So Bernie took some cash.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Once the movement got started, it's Bernie free. Let's put it. He's burned his, yeah. His, you know, like the old story, you know, he's burned his bridges. What do you think of that?
Yeah. I just looked at veterans today, and they got something, did Donald Trump kill the candidates? Oh, my Lord. You know, I'll tell you.
Donald Trump what?
It says, did Donald Trump kill the Kennedys? I'm not reading the article.
No.
I'm not saying that. Super bad. For one thing, yeah, Donald Trump.
One thing is the media are creating harikari, which is a Japanese art of disemboweling. No one in their right mind, and especially millennials now, accepts the regular media. They're done. In other words, cable television, satellite television, whatever.
They have disgraced themselves.
Right, and what we're going to do is we're going to discriminate against the products they sell, too.
I sat on Saturday night, and I had went up to Indianapolis with my pastor and his son to a religious event up there. And we listened to talk radio, and including MSNBC and so forth, the whole trip up. And I was just, you know, fit to be tied. And then on the way back, we started. And I said, "You got to turn this crap off. I'm going to stroke out." But I said, "I think they're overplaying their hand." And of course, after Trump unleashed on Hillary, I definitely think they overplayed their hand. It was obvious. It was even. I think Billy Bob can figure out the fact that this was a psyop. This was all set up, and they had a few of their hacks in the Republican Party come out and denounced Trump. And all of a sudden, all the media was on the same script. Is Trump going to drop out? They're going to force him to drop out. What? He had a potty mouth 11 years ago. He wasn't even supposed to have been recorded at the time. Let me tell you, you give me a half a fifth of Jack Daniels and with my poker buddies, and you might hear a lot of things. But that's guy talk, okay? And you don't have to be proud of it, but, I mean, these things happen. But you balance that with Bill Clinton raping, they think, maybe 28 women. This is not counting the hundreds of women he's had sex with outside of marriage, but raping these women, and then Hillary, in many cases, intimidating them. The one lady, actually managed to kill her pets and flatten her tires on her car and anything to scare the hell out of her.
Well, Sally Miller was so harassed, and she knew that both Hillary and Bill were cocaine addicts, that she had to leave the country and went to China to do marketing for major firms in China. So let's just balance
it. And Bill told her, by the way, you know, the one incident where Hillary was actually hitting her stomach with her fist very hard when she was pregnant with Chelsea, and cursing the kid and saying if it was retarded, if it was this or that, she'd kill it and all this stuff. I mean, this is a monstrous human being. And, of course, sometimes monster human beings are drawn to power. That's why you have to vet people.
Well, yeah, you got to understand,
she's careful.
She's not a normal human being. She's a person of clay and iron. Now, I want to explain this, because that's the name of my other ministry, clayandiron.com. And if you go to the book of Daniel, chapter 2, it talks about, and they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. And if you look at the ancient Aramaic and you actually look at the ontogeny of the words, what it means is they're genetically and spiritually melding them together into one new species. It's not genetically hybridizing like the reptilians, etc., and the Nephilim. It's spiritually, which means what they have is a bloodline, not just a blue bloodline, but a bloodline of people that their descendants have actually been cursed to be transdimensionally avatared and controlled by demonic entities. That's what we're dealing with in Hillary Clinton. We're not just dealing with a normal human being that's psychotic or sociopathic. We're dealing with someone who is literally avatared by and possessed by a demonic entity. People need to understand that. They may say, Dr. Deagle, you came up with that medical diagnosis. No, it's not a spiritual diagnosis. She may have some personality defects under that. She may have some other psychological things because of abuse when she was younger. But no, she's possessed. And you have to understand, this is a real diagnosis. She's possessed. And that's why when it comes up with even emails with John Podesta, we're not dealing with a normal person at all. We're dealing with a person who, from the time she's a little girl, she uses through sex magic ritual and human sacrifice. In fact, her favorite thing, this is from my special channels that I have, her favorite thing to attend is snuff of children. Children's snuff, demonic snuff ceremonies, where they kill the child on an obsidian altar and drink their blood and eat their flesh. And literally, while they're doing it, they literally curse the child's flesh to honor Satan. If you think, oh, no, they're not doing that. Well, let me tell you what will happen to America. And you idiots out there that vote for Hillary Clinton, you can just imagine, you're going to share in her curses if you do this. In fact, in some ways, you're even more responsible because you're not possessed. You should know the difference. And your own spirit should tell you, like, oh, this is a bad thing to do. Well, guess what? What's going to happen to America, because America has a duality. It's the daughter of Zion, which means it's the Ephraimic nation, the descendant of ancient Ephraim. It has responsibility of being the house of Ephraim in the modern times. It's one of the two houses of Israel. And we've talked about this spiritually with Leo Zagami and with Jonathan Gray and others. And I can tell you, absolutely, America has a special place in the end times. That's why you don't find it in the regular Bible unless you know that it is the Ephraimic nation. It's one of the major two houses of Israel. America is spiritually Israel. 90% of the new evangelism around the world in the last two centuries came from America. American dollar, American blood, American righteous people that went around the world bringing the gospel to these other nations. So we have both the most righteous and wonderful people on earth, and we've got some of the most damned evil people that have ever drawn breath, including Hillary Clinton. And you have to understand that even with the Voynich documents that go back to Queen Elizabeth I and her illegitimate son, what was his name? Who was considered very genius? He called America the New Atlantis. The fact is, we're there.
Well, I'm not convinced that she had an illegitimate son, but some say she did.
This is a story, anyway. So the story is she had an illegitimate son, and he was he was very smart. I mean, Elizabeth I was not a stupid woman. She was pretty intelligent. But, obviously...
Not Francis Bacon.
That's it, Francis Bacon. That's a guy.
Was it? Sir, yeah, okay.
By the way, Sir Francis Bacon, by historical documents and so on, was considered one of the most intelligent people of his age. He's up there with, some of the major scientists of even modern history, how smart this guy was. He was not a stoopy-doop. Okay? So, what you have to start understanding in terms of revisionist to what real history is, you have to consider the spiritual element or you'll never make sense of this. When you look at Hillary Clinton, like, why would she want to go back in the White House after everything they went through with Bill Clinton? Why would they thrust for power so much that she's willing to do everything, including in her current medical state? I mean, the woman is a medical disaster. She should be going to a nursing home, not the White House.
Well,
she has to use body doubles. because sometimes she's so damn sick, she has to use the body double because she's so ill with pneumonia and coughing her head off. You know, I don't.
I think it's important to note that what WikiLeaks released was her intentions for America, as she wants a wide open free borders. That means that on any given day, 10,000, 100,000 Muslims and people from all over the world can just fly in, drive in, float in, whatever, and thank you. Welcome to America. Sign up for your free everything and welfare. Come on in. And now, no country can survive that. That means she plans on destroying, finishing off.
Well, America has been significantly partially degraded by the Abominator. And this guy, this smirking salamander of a piece of garbage that calls himself our president, would make a good late-night TV host. He could probably kind of run competition to, Conan the late-night TV comedian or Jimmy Kimmel. Maybe. I don't know. Jimmy Kimmel's pretty funny. Conan, he's kind of bizarre, but he's bizarre funny. But, you know, the main thing about Obama, he's so narcissistic. If you're not laughing, he wonders, well, why? I'm so funny and so cool. Why aren't you laughing at me? I mean, he's so...
He's a very sick individual. I think the picture that people painted of him that knew him in high school was very telling. He would... go up to someone and kind of talk to him, befriending him, and ask him for a cigarette. And as soon as he got the cigarette, he'd light it, he'd blow smoke in their face, turn right around, walk off without saying a word. Not so much a thank you or kiss my you-know-what or anything else. That's a very strange and very sick personality. When he was younger, him and Rahm Emanuel were members of the biggest gay bathhouse in Chicago. And they made their pocket change. I'm not going to get details on the air, but they were essentially male prostitutes.
Right.
And now he's president of the United States. We still don't know definitively one way or another who his true father was, or even much about his mother. Everything, all the photos of him, even through college and all, have been photoshopped. He's an intelligence operative, and his goal is to destroy America slowly, and he's been quite effective in that.
Yeah, he's.
We shouldn't put up. We've had enough crap in the White House now to serve us for the rest of the.
Yeah, we've had enough. We've had enough
millennium.
The Obama
Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency. It is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back.
Hold your breath and count.
Another little twist on this that I want to throw out and see what you have a response to is the obsession of the Clintons with UFOs. And even John Podesta, which is actually in these WikiLeaks, they tie him to the breakup of Blink 182. In fact, the lead singer had contacts with John Podesta to many high-level government offices and even brought out some kind of expose in April of this year. You know, Blink 182 without his lead, the lead singer, has actually got a new album out that's pretty doing pretty well without the lead singer. So there's some very weird connections here, some loose ends hanging. But we know that some of the statements in the past by Bill Clinton, by Hillary Clinton, are pretty damn bizarre. And if they are trying to do a kind of like a sideways release, it sounds very reminiscent of what the Pope was saying, that they want to evangelize aliens. In fact, they may have advanced spiritual knowledge because they consider the Nephilim our spiritual seniors, and that they want them to kind of share with us.
Well, you know what I say about all that? Look, I believe that mathematically, when you look at the fact that there are maybe a billion galaxies in this universe, and each galaxy has, perhaps billions of stars, there's overwhelming likelihood that the universe is full of life. But we're sitting here on our little planet Earth. My guess is that we're quarantined because we're very vicious. We're on the edge of destroying the planet itself with a third world war. And until and unless, I have proof that there's little grays or big grays and all this nonsense, that I'm not going to believe it.
Okay, you know how the Bible
I'm going to take everything with a big grain of salt, okay? Right, I believe that the universe is full of life, but as far as anything specific, I will say this, a lot of in 46 and thereafter, there was a lot of stuff about UFOs. It was also coincidentally the same time that the U.S. Navy was experimenting with the Binfeld-Brown effect, which is magnetic levitation, yeah. and not only levitation and flying saucer type devices, but it was a free energy device, so it had to be the knowledge of it had to be suppressed.
Well, you saw that demo with Dr. Nakamatsu. Actually, did a demo for you I'll give a little bit of side information here that I don't usually talk about, and I'm only going to give a little tiny edge of it. If you remember that the Bible references that the sons of God had a grand council, which means all the angelic council, and these are pretty advanced spirit beings that are not God, but they're way more advanced than human beings, right? And some of these beings have probably been around for billions, if not trillions of years, right?
Well, yeah.
It says the sons of God shouted for joy when God created mankind, because mankind was supposed to be a repository of a lowly being born in the third realm, which is the realm of the lake of fire, that was going to be eventually raised by God, by the actions of God, not by man, so that we could literally communicate with God and his spirit could dwell within us, and we could become, quote, eternal beings, so we'd no longer be just temporal physical beings or temporal spiritual beings, because your soul doesn't live forever unless God marries that soul to his spirit. Now, the Grand Council of the Eschaton, which is what the formal name in modern times is, they are looking at the judgment on earth, and it's hanging in judgment. It's almost like the if you're in a Roman Colosseum.
Who are these beings?
These are the spirit beings. These are the angels of the Most High God. People have to understand, let's just kind of draw out who Satan is, for example. Satan was the grandest and most created being in the universe, below God. In fact, he was the most intelligent created being. He actually was the manager not only of the management of the creation of the universe under God, but also the musical and worship around the throne room of the God himself. So this is a pretty top-notch guy. And we're not talking about somebody who's minor. He literally knows the nature of matter, space, time. His title is actually the Prince of the Power of the Air, which means he was given prescient control over the second realm, which is the spirit realm or the astral realm. Satan doesn't reside here in our third realm. He says, woe to you, earth, you see, for the devil is coming down to you. He's in a higher realm, in the spirit realm, and he's not here yet, but he's coming. And that's not good. People should start to grasp that, of how close we are to a real galactic, cosmic, spiritual battle of the seriously intelligent being, just, in a sense, the most created being below God.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
To explain the paper ballot thing, which, by the way, has been used before. You can print them on any printer. It's a validation way to make certain that they can't steal the election.
Let me finish.
The GEM software, which you highlighted, we talked about this, and you've actually done a blurb on it. So explain to people about how we can file suits in the local municipalities against the GEM software and put it in this ballot system.
Okay, here's what I wrote yesterday on my blog, Europe. I call this a paper confirmation ballot. It's a little bit different concept. Let me just read the article. It's very short. This U.S. national election is proving to be one of the most critical and corrupt in the history of the Republic. The criminal organization of the Clintons, coupled with that of the globalist banksters, is determined to win at all costs. The excellent citizens organization, blackboxvoting.org, has done a series of articles that scientifically establishes that the GEMS source code used in Diebold and most other electronic voting systems could only have been created for reasons of massive vote fraud.
Right.
Their six-part series, Fraction Magic, shows that the electronic voting systems used shows that electronic voting systems used in America are by and large a fraud to their electronic core. They cannot be made safe and secure. To quote from part six, a fractional voting framework is treacherous because it can be scaled to run across multiple jurisdictions very quickly. False results precisely mimic known patterns to appear plausible. In the demonstration we performed, Smith's one-size-fits-all utilities showed that a person without any programming skills at all could seize control of election results in several counties at a time, even though each county had different precincts, races, and candidates. Vendors and well-placed middlemen can alter results in multiple states using the GEM's unique design, both product and service. You can bet the farm that Hillary's people will be stealing as many states' electoral votes as electoral college votes as possible unless we take immediate efforts to stop them in their track. since it is now too late in the election cycle to bring lawsuits to prevent the use of these insecure electronic voting systems, I propose a relatively easy system to impose a paper trail that is not connected to the electronic voting systems that can be used to confirm or disprove the validity of the votes on the electronic voting systems that use the GEMS source code. The Trump campaign, local citizens and organizations should file in every let me find it here now.
Every county
should file in every county that uses electronic voting systems with a GEMS source code injunctions requiring that a paper confirmation ballot be used alongside the electronic voting device. This paper confirmation ballot, which could be limited to only the presidential race or could include state local races as well, depending on the injunction filing and the court's ruling, could be printed up in the days remaining, and one paper ballot could be given to each voter. That ballot would confirm that the voter voted for Trump or Clinton or whoever, or cast no vote for president. These ballots would be placed in a sealed box and counted in plain view at each voting precinct at the end of the voting day, and the totals posted at the precinct site itself with the ballots and totals taken to the official county voting headquarters for safekeeping. This would effectively derail any efforts to steal the presidential election fraud. Also, by doing this across the country in each county, you know, you would wake the public up to the really horrific situation we're in, where over 25% of the
I don't trust any of the so-called polls so far. If Hillary can't get 400 to 600 people together for filling in a gymnasium, how the hell are we supposed to believe when? When Trump can get 20,000 people in the stadium,
exactly,
he's got people
exactly.
outside. I mean, let's face reality here. Trump should have a landslide. The public, let's look at the numbers. 67% of Americans think that Hillary Clinton is untrustworthy and a liar. That includes Democrats. Okay, we're not just talking about Republicans. And if the numbers are correct, and my guess is it's somewhere around 70% of the population probably would vote for Trump, either publicly or whatever, even if they're not saying now. And what they're doing.
Well, do you trust the mainstream media after this weekend, this scam thing they pulled on everybody? You know.
Well, of course not. In other words,
I mean,
they're ready right away to
they
tell.
They all were screaming for him to drop out. He said a few potty words. And which weren't even supposed. I mean, this was a very dirty trick to pull this out. No, neither party would have ever thought of doing anything like this in years past, and the media would have never went along with it in the old days. But you have six corporations, all controlled by the globalists and Zionists, that control almost 100%.
Tim, I got to say something here. Three major news corporations quoted by O'Reilly last night. With Mr. Hemmer from Fox News interviewing him, and he has solid evidence that these three corporations told all their people inside these three news corporations, probably ABC, MSNBC, and CNN, that if you mention or support anything publicly about Trump, you're fired. And that means that they've totally suppressed even their own staff from supporting Trump or even suggesting that maybe Trump has a point. And if you do anything like that, you're fired right on the spot.
Yeah. Well, all the newspapers in the country basically are endorsing Hillary. When you think about it, that's pretty incredible because you've always had a split Democrat-Republican. Why do you think that many of these Republican political hacks have come out against Trump? Trump is outside of the box. He's outside of this corrupt Washington establishment that the globalists own, and they're destroying our country. And if you listen to what Hillary is saying with wide-open borders, I mean completely wide-open, she will finish this country off. Now, unless you think that the dying former state trooper and many other people are lying, if Hillary was in fact and is in fact a devil worshiper, if you're a Christian and you're voting for her, you're voting for Satan, literally.
Well, and I want people need to understand their blood is on their hand, not just of unborn babies and seniors, because he wants to keep Obamacare, which has ensconced in it postnatal abortion of seniors, death panels, okay? So if you vote for don't say to anybody again. Yeah, don't say to anybody again you're a Christian because you're a liar. Number two, and I don't care what you've done in the past, how many great works you've done. You vote for Hillary, you've done evil, and you're going to pay for it. And it's, if you happen to die between now and next 1 or 2 or 3 or 5 years, you're going to be facing Jesus. And the first question he's going to ask, why did you vote for Hillary when you knew otherwise? Why did you vote for someone who destroyed my house of Ephraim, the modern incarnation of Israel that was going to sanctify the world and turn it to something good for God? Why did you do that? Why did you vote for the witch that would destroy your country? Why? I'm just beside myself and enraged, not just by Hillary, but even more enraged by the public that thinks, like, for example, educated women. Who do you think you are, thinking you're going to vote for this witch when what she's going to do eventually? And people need to know this, a generation from now, human beings won't be able to publicly reproduce. Did you know that? Did you know that that all these women are pushing for abortion?
If they have their way.
They'll be permanently sterilized, and they'll have to submit their gametes if they're certified. And they will. And in fact, most of the abortions in the world are female. Do you think there'll be females being born in the future, in a future world where they don't need females? Do you really think so? I don't think so. 93% of abortions on the planet are female. Do you think this is not going to continue when they vastly reduce the world population? They don't need them. They don't.
Well, if you look at what is happening in Syria, we've been lying for a couple years now that we're fighting ISIS. In reality, we're not. We are
ISIS.
Created them, and we're supporting them. Now, then look at what ISIS is doing. They're chopping off heads and everything. It's really terrible. But they have particularly targeted Christians. American tax dollars and American power are going to support a group of extreme radical Islamic Muslims that are targeting Christians because they're Christians.
Obama's doing a jihad against
torture,
Christians in the Middle East.
For rape and murder. Now, and Hillary is on their side.
Right.
So you have to decide, do you support the people that want to kill Christians because they're Christians or not? You don't have to like Donald Trump. There's a lot about Donald Trump I don't like. But you know what? All these people that are so vehemently opposed to him in the power structure, they are the evil ones. And you either support them or you support the only choice that's out there, which is Trump, like it or not, he's not the best in the world. But you don't support the evil that's killing Christians.
Okay, let's bring it into perspective here. What Trump does is he's had a potty mouth because he's been in the media for years. He thought it was a private conversation, never going to show the light of day. He's never done serial rape like these other people. He's never assaulted women like the so-called potty mouth that he mentioned on this tape 11 years ago. And by the way, Billy Bush, he's crying that his career is over because literally within hours he started tweeting out and sending out emails that he's finished and he's no longer the host of his own television show. He's been there for a decade or more. So
Billy Bush,
he's a cousin of George Bush. So this tape came out. I don't know who released the tape, but remember, it was very strategic. They wanted to so-called kill the campaign of Trump later in the campaign. In fact, this is how evil Hillary is. She was hoping, because she's talking to other Republican criminals in the Republican Party that will work with her, including Mitch McConnell said he could work with Hillary. Remember this now. That they were hoping that Trump would be there because they figured it's easier to deal with because he's got lots of dirt and lots of videotape and lots of audio stuff she could dig up because the program that Hillary runs on is dirt for dollars. She can dig up dirt, she'll pull up that dirt, and she'll throw it at you, especially somebody like Trump who's in the public media for like 4 or 5 decades. He's been on Time magazine 7 times. So, you know, the fact is, look at his family. He's got a solid family who's 100% behind him. He's got a solid business. He's been successful. He doesn't need to do this. Do you think a billionaire needs to do this crap and spend $100 million of his own money and put his own Trump brand in danger of being destroyed by the dirty politics of this? I mean, after this last release of information, it's not just his political career will be over. It's his Trump brand will be over. We're talking about someone who could literally lose billions of dollars on this because he's trying to do something right for America. So when people say that he's on the balance sheet, he's kind of got lots of problems. He doesn't have lots of problems. He's got minor problems. He's not an alcoholic, a drug addict, a serial rapist. He's an American patriot. He's like Cyrus, king of Persia, that dirty want to build up the fallen walls and the dilapidated buildings. He's our Cyrus. That's why his name, even Trump, and even if you take the Celtic name, the Donald, do you know what the Donald means? The Donald Trump?
No.
It means, in Celtic, the ruler of the world. Because the ruler of the free world has to be a righteous man. And by the way, at his age 70 now, he is a righteous man, especially after 14 months of traveling around the country and seeing the suffering people. And he says, I'm here to defend you. He means it. If you talk to his friends and neighbors and so on, this is a decent man who's given tremendous amounts of charity. And when they say, well, you haven't paid your taxes, come off it. If we have a loss, we write off that loss. He just is a bigger business. The kinds of attacks on Trump are so over the top, insane. And, of course, then the shrill comments. For example, I've seen these shrill, what we call cyber whores on the news media. And you can always tell when they're on Hillary's side when they wear a dress with the exact same color. And by the way, when you look at Fox News, you see, why are all these women like, you know, Kelly, you know, Megyn Kelly? She's there to hatchet him. She was even very overt back in the early in the campaign. They were doing everything they can because they were freaked out by the fact that Trump was funding himself and didn't need to sell out to a lot of people. When Trump does this, Hillary Clinton's got her mouth closed up tight with that funny-looking smirky smile, and her eyes at half-mast blinking like a big owl. And just like blank. Blank, blank, is like...
Well, you know, the overwhelming majority of American public sees Congress as dirt. I mean, the favorable ratings of Congress is almost in single digits. It's so low. And Hillary is very much a part of that system. She was first lady. She was a U.S. senator for part of two terms.
A long time.
Yeah, and I mean, and she was U.S. Secretary of State for 4 years. She and her husband have made billions off of.
Yeah, how can you go into public service and she states she's bankrupt when he left the White House and have billions in the bank? I mean, the same thing goes with this congressman.
Slick Willie and Georgie the Second. After the big earthquakes in Haiti a few years ago, put together a joint program to help the Haitian people. I knew, considering those two scumbags, that nothing was going to go to those poor people. They managed to build maybe a dozen houses, and they collected literally over $1 billion. Where'd all that money go? Well, expenses and all. We need to get away from this district of crooks. We need to put a kibosh to this.
You know what's going to happen. Here's what will bring it down. We'll eventually make a policy that will put us in such a bad situation with Russia. Russia will fear for their future life. Like, for example, last weekend, when Obama turned on the missile defense system, he could have precipitated a preemptive strike on our military bases and also an EMP strike on our continent. What do you think is going to happen to the population if the power is turned off? They're going to eat each other. The number of dead in America, if the power goes out, will be the same in 6 months, whether or not they were in a nuclear warfare or the power just goes out. So the weapon of indignation someday is going to be used, because we're going to just push it so far because if you have evil leaders. Now, if you have Trump, we'll have a period of grace. But if you have Hillary, we're going to immediately get horrific judgment. And all you idiot women out there that want to support Hillary, and I'm going to tell you, you're idiots, because if you think females 20 years from now are going to be able to have the right to decide whether they get pregnant or not, because under Hillary and the globalists, reproduction is not going to be your right anymore. In fact, you won't have the right to abortion. You won't have the right to get pregnant at all, okay? It'll be wild reproduction will be outlawed, because when they push in carbon credits, you think they're going to allow the population to be able to reproduce except under licensure and genetically screening to make sure they don't have genes that will fight against the establishment. Okay, let's face the music here. Okay? So you're going to make yourself and future generations of women fade into non-existence by your stupidity. And realize, women have the right to be sterile. They don't have the right to abortion. They certainly don't have the right to elect a witch that'll destroy the human race in America. The lead nation on earth that keeps the world good is America.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, Tim, I know people find this offensive, but we, as it says in the book of Acts, we who are saved are the stench of death and an offense to those who are not saved. Now, I'm going to wax a little bit prophetic here. The first thing is that Obama has been pushing for a treaty in the Middle East. If Hitler comes in, we are so close to war with Russia now. In fact, you're openly saying how it's going to happen. If you look at all the things over in Drudge, for example, you say, Russian nuke warning. War talk back on Russian TV as USA tries to hit post-Soviet low. When war looks inevitable, you're going to have peace. And if you have a version of peace that's satanic between people like Hillary Clinton and the globalists, you guarantee that you're going to have a Palestinian state, a Jewish blood sacrifice, which is an abomination. It's going to desolate or give territory in Israel to Islam, which is evil. And we are there. And by rabbinic law, the only day they can start the blood sacrifice on the Temple Mount is Sukkot, which means that we're so close, we're in the birth pangs now, that when this event happens, let's say in the next 2 to 4 years, the tribulation is going to start, which means the last 7 years of secular history are going to start ticking, tick, tick, tick. And in the middle of that 7 years, after the period of false peace, it's going to break down and we're going to have the ozone layer disappear, we're going to have a thermonuclear conflict, biological, technical war, and we're going to have the death of up to 6 billion human beings on the planet. Now, I don't want to wish this on us, but when I see the trajectory of our current election cycle and people aren't blocking the GEM software and putting these paper ballots in, when people aren't pointing out, for example, in the top of the left-hand column right now of Drudge, we have Hidden Cam, my Dem election commissioner, that's New York Democratic election commissioner, there's a lot of voter fraud. They put them in a bus. People have to start understanding that judgment's going to happen right away. If Hillary gets in, and unfortunately, even though she can't fill the gymnasium, and they're lying about these polls, there's so much voter fraud, it would not at all surprise me that she becomes so-called the elected president and has the electoral college. Because all the media are lying and telling us that she's got these electoral votes. When she can't fill a gymnasium, and most people have to hold their nose to vote for them, even Democrats. And definitely the millennials under Bernie Sanders, there's no damn way they're going to vote for Hillary. Just not going to happen. So the only thing she basically has going for them are people that are what I call dumb, that are black or Hispanic, that think the Democrats are going to do something after 60 years doing nothing for them. And educated women that want to keep the right to abortion, when in fact in the future, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, they won't have the right to be even pregnant. In fact, it'll be against the law, unless you're federally certified to reproduce. And we won't be able to physically do it. It'll be genetically engineering to make sure the child is born genetically excluded by polar body exclusion, to be born in a laboratory facility that makes sure that there's no genes that will ever make it willing to fight against the establishment. People say they can't do that. I say, you know, you're an idiot. And I give you the technical details of how to do it, to block the NMDA receptor or specifically select for certain genes. So where I see things going is you need to pray for America. You know, maybe pray for Donald Trump. He has warts, but they're little tiny warts compared to the giant fungus, massive tumor, demonic tumor on Hillary Clinton and our globalists. And the women who are the backbone, educated women who are the backbone of Hillary's so-called election platform, you are asking for judgment and you're going to get it. Let me tell you, you better repent now, because when all this comes down, the future of women in America is going to be very dire if Hillary gets in, because her plans are not to support you, take care of you, to make sure future generations of good American women can live in peace and have a relationship with the Most High God. She's trying to bring in Satanism and evil to this nation like you can't even imagine.
Get right with God, folks.
Yeah, it's going to get with. Yeah, I'm very worried. Very worried.
See you, Bill.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.